From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. A consulting firm is helping Missouri identify vaccine deserts to try and make the role of COVID-19 vaccines as equitable as possible. The Missouri Independent reports that Deloitte Consulting told a meeting of Missouri Advisory Committee on Equitable COVID-19 Vaccine Distribution that the goal is to identify places where residents have little or no access to vaccines. Deloitte's representative, Andrew Miller, says vaccine deserts remain concerning in parts of North St. Louis and the Interstate 435 corridor in Kansas City. Some sports teams, like the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Blues, are working to bring back fans this year. Shayla Farzan reports one Washington University mathematician has developed a tool to help these groups weigh the risks.
A sports fan goes through lots of little steps when they go to a game. Stand in line, get their ticket checked, buy a snack. And at each step, there's a chance they could get the coronavirus, says WashU professor of mathematics John McCarthy. He helped develop a model that ranks each of the different risks at sporting events and other large public gatherings.
When you broke it up into these various pieces, the most important bit by far, the biggest contributor to the risk, was the seating part, because you're there for 3 hours.
McCarthy modeled the risk at different stadium capacities and found that seating was always the most important risk factor. I'm Shayla Farzan.
The city of Columbia is opening up a temporary overnight warming center to prepare for the extreme cold weather coming in over the weekend. The city will turn the Wabash bus station on 10th Street into a shelter from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. tomorrow and Sunday. Public information specialist Sarah Hum says that the temporary overnight shelter is determined by forecasts in different city entities.
It's, you know, a process that we created last year. There's a temperature level. If it is below that certain temperature, then the health department makes a recommendation to the city manager to enact an emergency overnight shelter.
Hum also says that depending on the forecast, it is possible that the temporary warming center may be extended to accommodate those without access to shelter. Boone Hospital Center is changing their no-visitor policy starting Monday. Patients not COVID-19 positive will now be allowed one visitor per day. Visitors must be 16 or older, wear a mask, and be screened to enter the hospital. The visitor policy change is due to better positivity rates in the community. The hospital will also be closing their COVID-19 drive-through testing site next week due to expected freezing temperatures. If in need of COVID-19 testing, patients can go to the Boone Laboratory Health Services from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBIA News.